I've already been asked if you have to call me Lucy, and I think we can all agree that the answer to that is no. For those of you who haven't met me, I'm Charlie, and it's lovely, lovely to be back here, lovely to be leading you this evening. It's also delightful to be joined by John, playing for us this evening. Now, the sea of blue that I can see as I look out is apparently due to a very nasty traffic jam going on in King's Heath at the moment. So I think we might have more people filtering in as we go, but I think we should get started anyway. There's plenty for me to get through. Lucy sends her love, and sorry she's not here tonight, but she's given me a list of things to work on, and I gather you're doing some memory work on some of the people. Yeah. That went down about as well as I imagined. So I'm afraid we will carry on with a little bit of that as well. Let's get ourselves warmed up first. If you can mind standing, please. So, first of all, give yourself a bit of a shake out. Arms, pick a leg, and then the other leg. Good. And have a bit of a stretch up. And best if we all go the same way, so should we go to our right first of all? And then left. Good. Try not to knock your neighbour out as you bring your arms back down. And then give yourselves a really good roll backwards. And then forwards. And then can you do one forwards and one backwards? I love most of you are like, yeah, all right, I'll have a go at that. Somebody's like, no. And then the other way. Still very good. And then just give your whole face a really good massage to wake it up completely. All the way around the eyes, around the cheeks, the back of the jaw, around the back of the neck. Good, and then take one hand, reach across to your opposite shoulder, give that a bit of a massage. And then what you can do is you can hold your finger there and just roll your shoulder against it slightly. Good, and then over to the other side, same thing, bit of a massage first of all. And then hold your fingers in there and just roll your shoulder back against it. Lovely. Let's get into a decent standing position with the arms down. You just tip your head over very slightly to one side. And you can also just stretch slightly with the opposite hand down. If you want the extra bit of stretch, I feel like a yoga instructor at this point. If you want the extra stretch, you can go into what I call the half penguin, which is just put your hand out like that. That gives you a bit of extra stretch there. Lovely. Tip your head over to the other side. And again, you can, with the opposite hand, you can stretch down. And if you want to, you can stretch out like a little flipper. Oh, no. The other half penguins. Good. Well done. Back into the middle. Very nice. Let's see if we can wake our brains up a little bit. Can you point one way with one finger? It doesn't matter which side. But with the opposite hand, point back with your little finger. And then all you have to do is switch them around. And then switch them back again. And back. And keep going. Backwards and forwards. No? Try this one then. Pointing out with an index finger. And put your thumb up with the opposite hand. And switch those over. Okay, one more, slightly larger scale. You need to take one hand and pinch your nose. And with the opposite hand, reach round past that arm to the opposite ear. And then switch those both around. Back down again. Do you try not to poke yourself in the eye as you do this? Yes. Right, thank you, standing well. Just make sure straight away that you get into that really good position, all the good standing things that I know you know about. So feet slightly apart, check your knees, are they nice and loose? You just gently swing your hips from side to side a little bit, get into a really nice relaxed stance. bringing the shoulders back and down. And find a really nice balanced position for your head in between your shoulders. Preferably in between your shoulders. And just feel a slight extension at the back of the head. Just lifting you up there and make sure everything stays nice and loose as you've done all of that. Really nice. Can you take your hand for me, please, and place it on your tummy with your thumb around your belly button, so quite low down, and copy me. Very nice. With the other hand, and I promise this isn't time a little teapot, but it might feel like it. Can you find the bit just under your ribs and just very slightly pinch in there? So you're looking at those muscles there as well. Just turn around so you can see where I'm going. There, yeah. And copy me again. And the ideal is that you can sort of feel something happening around both hands now as you do this. If you can't, you might want to just try moving this one down or round a little bit. Those muscles aren't necessarily always the easiest to find. And you might also find that one of them's moving in and the other one's moving out. So they're not quite doing the same thing. They're moving at the same time. Very nice. Try slightly higher. Right, sopranos and altos, don't get into the habit of copying my pitch for things. Take it in when I say a slightly higher one, I'm sort of trusting you to go to your slightly higher range, please. Off you go. That's lovely. Lovely, really nice. Say the word sing for me.
Sing.
Good. Take the S off and say ing.
Ing.
Take the I off and say ng. And then going to do three more of those, getting slightly higher and slightly lower each time. Off you go. A little bit more. Last one up to the top. Really, really nice. Thank you very much. Can I have B flat made, please, John? We start nice and low. Off you go. Perhaps a little bit odd, but I'd like you to imagine that you've got these lovely, light, airy bubbles that you're gently throwing up into this lovely big space. And so it's not a sort of violent action, it's not trying to pop them. You're trying to, the best word I've got for it is loft these bubbles up into the space. So can I have that D major again? Here we go. Fa, fa, fa. Have a go.
Fa, fa, fa.
Can you possibly even be lighter than that, because that might still burst them. So you're being very gentle about it. Fa, fa, fa. Off you go.
Fa.
And we're going fa, down the semitone. Fa, next one.
Fa, fa, fa.
Next one.
Fa, fa, fa.
Next one.
Fa, fa.
You can be happy about the bubble. That's okay.
Fa, fa, fa.
Next one.
Fa.
One more, next one. Lovely, really nice. And down in that nice deep part of our voices, can you very softly make this sound for me? Have we go. Very nice. It's a really relaxed sound for the voice. And then if you can, some of you straight away did that. If that helps, definitely do that. If you can't make that sound, then either rrr or vv again will do perfectly well. Good. Can you take that sound up as high as you can possibly go and come back down again, please? exercise to get a little brightness going this evening. So I'd like to imagine you're going to pull this out through your body, and then I'm sure you're going to like the next bit. You're going to add a bit of sparkle at the end of it. So you can go like this. Off you go. And come back down the scale as well, please. Breathe when you need to. Here we go. Very nice. Go up to D flat. Let's do fish and chips, fish and chips, fish and chips, fish and chips. Here we go.
Fish and chips, 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 fish and chips.
I think it's always good to do red lorry, yellow lorry, red lorry, yellow lorry. Here we go. Ah!
Red lorry, yellow lorry, 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 red lorry, yellow lorry.
I will stay in that key and we'll just change it into red lorry, yellow lorry, red lorry, yellow lorry, red lorry, yellow lorry, red. Good luck. Here we go.
Red lorry, yellow lorry, red lorry, yellow lorry, red lorry, yellow lorry. Red lorry, yellow lorry, red lorry, yellow lorry, red lorry, yellow lorry, red.
Very nice. Last one in E flat, please. I will do lampersander, 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 lampersander. Here we go. I said that was the last one I liked because I just came up with one this evening last year. We'll do one more to really get your mouths working. We do lamb jalfrezi, lamb jalfrezi, lamb jalfrezi, lamb jalfrezi, lamb jalfrezi. Here we go.
Lamb jalfrezi, 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 lamb
jalfrezi, lamb jalfrezi, lamb jalfrezi. Very good. Well done. Can you give me your most excited wow?
Wow!
Really good. Now, look, this happens not from the moment you start the sound, but actually from the breath that you take beforehand. If that's excited, then what comes afterwards will be excited as well. So it needs to be your most excited breath that leads into the wow! Go!
Wow!
Right, and now give me a wow!
Wow!
The breath is key to this. If the breath is excited, the sound will be really vibrant. So we need an excited breath every time as you go. Wow, 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 wow. Go.
Wow, 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 wow. Wow, 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 wow. Wow, 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 wow.
Sounding fantastic, though. Really, really good sound. In Spring Booklet 2, please can you find page 54, which is higher and higher. We'll get started with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Sitting well, let's sit, make sure we're sitting up when we do this so it's got that same energy behind it. Thank you. Lovely. Go straight in at the beginning. I don't know how Lucy's done this recently. I know it was a while ago, but I was last here and I heard you sort of built it up. Are we starting now just with everyone at the start? Is that what we're used to? Or do we tend to build it up? Can we try it, everyone at the start as written? And so we go through it, we repeat it, and the second time through, sopranos, you come in with the tune. Let's just try that version and see what happens. So, do, do, do. Ready? One, two, here we go. And again. Wide space, trying to listen a little bit more across the parts, so we just hear a little bit more of the ensemble, and we're really, really together. Particularly whichever three parts it is who are doing the do 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 do, that doesn't feel like it's a bit of a race or a bit of a kind of no, my beat's where the right beat is. No, I got it. No, I know where the beat is. We sort of work together a little bit more to give the melody part something that they can lock into. As a start, that's three parts here, but again, becomes three parts spread across the hall. So we just need to be a little bit more aware of how that's working and actually have our ears really tuned into the people around us just a little bit more. Dare I suggest one of the things that's going to make that easier is to start coming out of the copy a little bit more. You all knew I was going to suggest it. Surely you knew I was going to suggest it. So just coming away from the copy a little bit more so that you can be a little bit more engaged with what's going on around you. And can we start, please, basses, with where your melody kicks in on page 58? It's a really great sound. It's working so well. I'd like you to try now, every time you come up to a new phrase, taking a slightly more energetic breath that mirrors the energy of the piece. So a bit like we just did in our warm-up with our wows, it's got that energy going, now once I was downhearted, disappointment was, there's just a little bit more of the bounce that you can hear in the accompaniment going on. Let's just hear a little flavour of that, please, basses, from 30-31. Ready? One, two, off you go.
Now once I was downhearted,
and what?
Disappointment was my closest friend.
Lovely, let's just check that line out.
Disappointment was my...
Your turn.
Disappointment was my...
So there's a temptation to move early.
Disappointment was... Stayed on the same note. Disappointment was my...
Your turn. And go.
Disappointment was my closest friend.
That's the one.
And just before that, I was downhearted, 2-1. Dear sir. If you can have that 2-1 in your head so you know where you are, it becomes less of a surprise, less of a sort of guess where the next entry is, and more of a, no, I'm absolutely there with it. One more time from 31.
Now.
Can you start thinking sopranos and altos where your doot, doot, doot fits over that without vocalising it? Start to hear and feel how that's supposed to lock in. Because I'm going to ask you to really listen to the basses the next time you do it as you're singing. Now, 1, 2, off you go.
Now, once I was downhearted.
What?
Disappointment was my closest friend.
2, and go.
But then again, and it soon departed.
2, 1.
And he never showed his face again.
That's the one, well done. Face again. We don't need to do that again, but just keep an eye out for where that note stays a little bit higher. Right. Please may I have the sopranos, altos and tenors. I will do the upbeat to 30 once ago. Do 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 do. Okay? 1, 2, and here we go.
Do 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 do.
Really, really nice. Those minim ones, because you can see them coming and you know they're on the downbeat, which is the unusual thing that they're actually on beat one of the bar, it's quite tempting to sort of see them as safety and try and get to them a little bit earlier. Do, 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 do. You'd be a little bit more spaced out and sort of heavy about the way you place those. It's really nice. I think you could possibly come down just a sort of a half a step in dynamic, so you can definitely hear everyone else that's doing the same part as you. It's very good rhythmically. The key, as you all know, I'm sure, is that where you're not on beat one, you're do, 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 do. And that in the middle, that unvoiced thing, has to feel really, really deep inside you, doesn't it? Let's try the upbeat 31 again, please, those same parts. Ready, 1, 2, and go. Maybe just because you're dead in front of me that I can hear you really clearly here. But be careful as well that sometimes where you're starting to run out of breath and you're sort of trying to squeeze the last bit out of the toothpaste, like my mum always taught me to do when I was younger, actually what that's doing is just speeding us up slightly because you're trying to get it out before you run out of breath and collapse, which is admirable in some ways. Actually, I'd rather you just stopped at that point, took a breath and come back in on the next one so that we don't have that sense of it just pushing ahead very slightly at that point. Right, everybody, let's try that together from 31. The question, sopranos, tenors, altos, is can you hear the basses? I more mean, can you keep asking yourself that as you go through this version? All right, here we go. Everybody, up to 31, and we go. 1, 2, 1.
Now,
tenors, I think someone might have just misfired a later version in the minims there. Just watch out for the doo-doo-doo-doo. That's really nice and long the first time through. That was great. That felt so much more locked together. Did you feel that as well? Or am I just imagining it and having all the fun in the world up here? Right, good. Do it one more time to prove it wasn't a fluke. And then if you go into the chorus, listen to each other. So that it really has that feel. And you can feel the breath together as well, can't you? Your love keeps lifting me. Keeps on lifting me, that you know that breath happens together, and so the whole thing comes together as one. Here we are, one more time, up into 31. 1, 2, go!
No loss, I was downhearted. Disappointment was my closest friend. My pain came, and it soon departed. Your love keeps lifting me higher and higher.
Can we chant that chorus by memory, do you think? Have a go. We're going to go straight on bar 47, which is the first chorus. We're going to go through twice, so this is for the first time. Yo, 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 yo. One, two, and go. Go.
Your love keeps lifting me. Keeps on lifting me. Your love keeps lifting me higher and higher. Your love keeps lifting me. Keeps on lifting me. Your love keeps lifting me higher and higher.
Really well done. We're going to be brave. We're going to ask John not to play this time, so that you have to listen to each other and you don't get that percussive kick from the piano, which is what we're using a lot of at the moment to kind of line ourselves up. So you have to do it by feel. And I mean it when I say the breath is really important. I'm sure some of you are aware, or if not all of you are aware, of the King Singers, and they've even been lucky enough to see them occasionally. They always work. They always perform without conducting each other. There's no kind of communication. They simply stand shoulder to shoulder. And so as they take a breath, all six of them breathe together, and then they come in. And the breath, the speed of the breath, the character of the breath, is also how the sound comes back out, which is kind of what I was talking to you about earlier today. I saw a thing a few months ago. They were on tour in America, and they actually performed. They were performing in a venue that had people sat in, effectively the choir stalls, as they are in Symphony Hall, sort of all the way around. And so for the encore, they stood in a sort of an outward-facing hexagon. And so none of them could see each other. They were completely isolated in that sense, visually from each other. And they just did their encore like that and got it absolutely perfect. The ensemble was phenomenal because they could feel each other, they were trusting each other, they were listening for the breath, and they were working together. So it's astonishing what you can do without any other form of contact, just by perceiving what those around you are doing as well. Let's see if we can lock into that. I'm not suggesting that we sing in one massive circle facing outwards. That's not where we're going tonight. But try it without the piano. Try it with just a little bit more listening to each other as you go and feeling that pulse. Here you go.
Your love keeps lifting me.
One, two, here we go. And.
Your love keeps lifting me. Keeps on lifting me. Your love keeps lifting me higher and higher. Your love keeps lifting me. Keeps on lifting me. Your love keeps lifting me higher and higher.
Very nice. Really cool. Well done. That listening thing really, really is critical. It applies to so much of this. Can we also just skip ahead to the end? The other thing I wanted to take a moment to look at are the last chorus and the bit that comes after it. So I'm on page 62 now. And sopranos, when you get this, oh, it would be really nice to have a little bit more kick and a little bit more of that sort of wow on the top of that sound. Oh, your love keeps lifting me, oh. Can you try that for me, sopranos? And one, two, go.
Oh, your love keeps lifting me, oh.
Just possibly, rather than being ow, it needs to be a slightly more of an oh shape. Oh, and you kind of imagine you're doing whoa, but just without the whoa on the front of it. Oh, try it again. One, two, and go.
Oh, your love keeps lifting me.
That's just a little bit more, a little bit more something about it. And then can you do that on the repeat as well? Higher, higher, oh, oh! Same thing, but a really energetic breath. Let's try that chorus, please, from bar 57. One, two, one, and two, oh!
Your love keeps lifting me, oh, keeps on lifting me. Your love keeps lifting me higher and higher, oh.
I think we can support that by doing the same sort of thing over here with our O's as well. Oh, 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 oh. But there's a little bit more on the second one. Oh, oh, and we lead to the second one rather than the first one being the loudest. And then the next one on the bottom line. Your love keeps lifting me. Oh, oh, oh. The point is that it leads you into the next chord. It leads you onto the next bit of the song, doesn't it? So let's see if we can do that now, that there's an oh, oh, and we lead towards that second one each time. One more time from the same place, please. Okay, one, two, and go.
Oh, your love keeps lifting me. Oh, keeps on lifting me. Your love keeps lifting me.
Bottom of page 63, bar 67, and we go slightly up the tempo. Your love, it keeps on lifting me. Your love, it keeps on lifting me. Higher, higher. And it's that little jump there that needs to be a little bit more ahead of, I think, as well, don't we? Shall we try it from 67? One, two, or one, two, three.
Your love, it keeps on lifting me. Your love, it keeps on lifting me.
Very much allowed to sing ha. Higher! Just go for an R. It's much easier thing with the drop jaw. Great. I think some of you would like there to be a little bit more time between the two phrases, and there isn't.
Your love, it keeps on lifting me. Your love.
It goes straight on at that point. So we need a very quick breath and carry the phrase on. One more time. One, two. Oh, one, two, three.
Your love, it keeps on lifting me. Your love, it keeps on lifting me.
And then we're fine. We're on to a real winner there. Please, can I add the tenors? No, in fact, let's not do that. Let's do tenors and altos together, please. 67. So,
your love, your love.
Those two moments, please. Just the tenors and altos together. One, two. Oh, one, two, three.
Your love.
Let's just do a couple of things there. Tenors. First of all, the first jump up, I'm afraid, is a little bit higher than some of you would like it to be.
Your love.
And then carries on.
Keeps lifting me. Higher, higher, higher.
No, I'm not a tenor. I'm not going to disgust you with the sound of a top G out of my voice. It's horrible. If that's really uncomfortable, if that's really not going to work, he's given you an option. There's an option there in those small notes. You could go higher, 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 and come back down to the E flat. So that's fine. The one thing you can't do is stay on higher, because you're going to add a very exciting ninth to the chord that we don't really want. Thank you. Okay? Try that again with the altos. And let's have this time the sense of the crescendo that could happen in these longer notes. I think it's quite fun to do.
Your love.
So it adds a little bit of growth through it. You can even come back down on the next bit.
And keeps lifting me.
So you've got a little bit more crescendo to give again. Bearing in mind, we sort of do still want to hear what the basses are doing underneath those long notes. Okay? Altos and tenors again from bar 67. Okay? One, two, and go!
Your love!
Tenoring going on there. Can I add the sopranos to that as well? Should we stand up, please? Sopranos, tenors, and altos. Basically, you've got one moment to stay sat down. Let's see if we can add this.
Your love.
There's just a little bit of a growth to it. Go, growth to what's going on. One, two, and go.
Your love.
Higher. Just do higher and think higher. The more high you go, the higher you go, the more ya you put on it, I think.
Higher, higher.
Then it's just going ya, 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 ya. More and more ya. Until it's actually, there's no real vowels up there, it's just ah the whole way through. I had a wonderful story. I can't remember who'd said this famously, but it was a very famous soprano who had done a workshop, and she said that in one of the Purcell songs, in Remember Me, she said for her entire career she'd just been singing Rabababa, and no one had yet noticed. So once you get up into that kind of territory in your voice, we can sort of relax our commitment to the vowels a little bit more. I think sopranos, for you particularly, that can be quite relaxed there. Basses, could you stand, please? Do the same part, bar 67 with his up. Okay. And one, two, and go.
Your love.
As a bit of a contrast to that, could you find, in fact, no, don't find, that's a filthy lie. John,
did you find in the Origin 23 book, Shenandoah, please?
No, don't do it, don't do it. I know the temptation. I do memory stuff with some of my other adult choirs as well. They do the same thing. They're like, oh no, just this once. Oh no, just this time. Oh, just this once. And the end of the continent. Oh, just this once. No, this is now it. Try it without. And see what happens. Of course, if you've got the Autumn 23 booklet there and you want to cross-reference it quickly when you then not quite remembered something, that's a really good tool. But try it first without and see what you can't remember. Okay? Stay sitting for the moment, but sit well. Well done. Really, really well done. There's some lovely things going on there. I'm sure I don't necessarily need to point this out, but my goodness me, it's a different sound when you don't have your copies in front of you. It really, really is. So I know it's a real challenge, and it adds a whole other layer of things to what's going on. But in something like that, it's just beautiful. It's such an exciting thing to do, and it changes the quality of what you're doing. The faces and the contact and the performance that you're adding to it are worth, frankly, all of the very, very minor slips that were in there, the little misremembering. And of course, what's brilliant is that you're all such fab, instinctive musicians anyway, that the things you made up were frankly as good as it's on the original. Than what's in the original anyway. So it's fine. What more do you need? If you've got the copy to hand and you want to use it, then feel free to just reference it now. But there are just very, very minor things that I want to pick up with you. And they really are small. Tenors and basses. If it helps, and I say if with a big underline in italics on it, if it helps, think of this in alphabetical order. Chandor, I long to you, and hear your rolling river. Chandor, I long to see. And it's those two things come in alphabetical order. Because at the moment what happens is we get this wonderful, yes, and sort of sitting somewhere between those two words. So convince yourself that the first one's here, the second one is C, and then you'll be more than fine at that first moment. Tenors, you were absolutely there for your next entry. 'Tis seven long, ooh. It just could perhaps come down to somewhere that's a little bit more sort of accompanying that point. Hello.
It's actually the other way around.
C first and here. Oh, then don't do it in alphabetical order. Yeah, that'd be stupid. That'd be really, really silly. Yeah, no, don't.
Do the same.
All right, tell you what, here's the new rule, get it right. So, Shenandoah, I long to see you and hear your rolling river. I didn't hear that the first one went wrong, I think, which is why I was kind of focused on that here. That's the first moment I heard it on the second line. It went, and there was a kind of a mishmash of the sound there. So that's the one that particularly needs to be clear. However you remember that, remember it, I think. Altos. The next entry that comes after, 2 7 long years since last I saw you and heard your rolling river. You have to have the confidence at that point to stop and wait, because everyone else is going to move. 2 7 7 long, and then you can come in with your next entry at that point. So we're just going to try that moment, please. It's just after the tenors and basses have finished singing and got their seeing and their hearing the right around. Sopranos and altos, this is your 2 7 long. And let's try a slightly more lovely, fluttery, hourly. Ooh, please. 2 and 3.
2 7 long years
about your G sharp. Bound away. That's a real colour moment, Carlos. Pound away! Do you think of your sort of brightest, most exciting faces at that moment? Even on a Thursday evening, you'd be more excited. So, should we really put those moments together? Could everybody just say for me, please, Missouri.
Missouri.
Lovely. I'd like you to just practice your best insta-pout for me a little bit more. Missouri. Just comes forward in the lips a tiny bit more. Missouri. Your turn again.
Missouri.
I like that a lot. As you do that, can you feel that there's lots and lots of space behind your head and in the back of your head and the back of your mouth? So you don't do Missouri and it all comes forwards, but it's just the lips to allow a bit of filter onto the sound. Missouri. Let's not worry about singing in harmony. Can we just sing why Missouri? And just keep that forward shape in the mouth as you do the E. See what that does to the sound. Everyone together in unison on the sopranos. Here we go.
Why Missouri?
Yes, that's really lovely and rich. So just by allowing that to stay a little bit more forwards on the E, does something very special to that last one. I think when we do that in harmony, that's going to work as well. Let's pick up where we've just got to, which if you're not using the copy, is totally fine. It's going to be, I long, I long, I long, that verse. Okay? Here we go. One, two, and three.
I long, I long,
sounds so lovely. Tenors. There are so many different versions of this to remember, but this one goes,
away, away, we're bound away.
Just that moment there. Just check we're all singing that, please. Basses, you're from your lead there. Two and three.
Away.
Then there's a lovely long piano bit, during which you're going to have to get a little bit better with your poker faces in the performance and not going, oh, which one's next? I'll give you a clue. Oh, it's a fairly good bet. It doesn't always work, but here it definitely does. Oh, Shenandoah, I'm bound to leave you. Let's try that one straight away. Here's your bar you come in. And one, two, and three.
Oh,
don't get to the end of the toothpaste tube. If you feel that you're getting close to that part of your voice, you know that note's going to go on for a very long time. Drop out, and back in you come. So So there's no problem with that. In fact, that's exactly what I'd encourage you to do. It's the sort of teamwork side of choral singing. No one person tries to hold it to the end. By just gently coming out, in and out with more breath, it keeps the sound really vibrant and spinning like that. Really well done. That's very, very exciting indeed. Can we have a little bit of a look next at And So It Goes, please, which I think is in Spring 2? Yes, it is. First one of Spring 2. Okay. So, talking of King Singers, of course, this was one of their absolute sort of one of the things they were best known for a very long time. So perhaps you could all just stand shoulder to shoulder and lead yourself through this one. No? Let's have a bit of a go through some of this, please. We'll start at the very top. Jump where you need to. Okay. I think you get my head in the right place as well. Skill involved in doing that, and you're making it sound incredibly, incredibly together for the sort of the spread of how many people there are in here. I wonder if we need to play around with how much sound you're creating, because actually I'm not sure that I feel yet like we've really sensed the difference in the dynamic levels. And if we look at the way it's marked, the first verse is supposed to be quieter than the second verse. Part of the reason for that, if nothing else, is that there's very little that changes in this piece. There's some beautiful suspension, some beautiful bits of harmony, some that lovely clash that you get altos every time, that wonderful thing at the end of the halfway mark tenors. But it happens every single time. And so if you do the same thing over and over again, it starts to lose its sort of specialness if we don't change something about it. So what happens if we start this off again and just go for a slightly quieter version? And no slower, because I might be going completely different speed to Lucy, and if that's true, then you can ignore me all from next week. But I think it needs to just keep moving a bit more than your instinct is, so that you're slightly pulling me back at each of the breath points. So we can feel that it's more, in every heart there is a room, a sanctuary, that it keeps moving on the breaths, because the breaths are where we're adding more and more time at the moment. Try it from the start, a little bit quieter as well. Sitting up, this is where that wow breath in the warm-up can really come alive. Almost like I planned it, isn't it? I'll leave it to you to decide whether I did or not. Ready? One and two.
In every world, there is a room, a sanctuary.
Try a much faster version that goes, in every heart there is a room, A sanctuary safe and strong. We're just going to a really quite pacey version, which means you can't sing heavily in it at all. It's going to have to be really super light. Here we go. One and two.
In every heart there is a room, a sanctuary safe and strong, to heal the wounds from mother's heart until a new one comes along.
Great. You can do the whole concert in that speed. You can be out the door in 20 minutes, down the pub. It's lovely. Now come back to the right speed, but no slower than that. So it has that sense of lightness and ability to just go forwards. It's not being held back by anything sticky. Okay? Can you anticipate that better? I've always given you one and two in every, and every's always going to be on that third beat. But at the moment, there's always a little bit of a... You going to go in? Are you going to stop? Let's do it together. One and...
In every heart there is a room, a sanctuary safe and strong, to heal the wounds of lovers' hearts, until a new one comes.
Now warm it up slightly. Then being really slushy on it. I spoke to you in the cautious... We've left, we've gone. So it's got to keep moving as it goes warmer. Try that second verse again. I spoke. One, and.
I spoke to you.
That one particularly, that rhythm isn't always clear, is it? You in cautious tones. So you've got to get through to the word tones before the next beat comes down. Say for me, cautious tones. Your turn.
Cautious tones.
That's it. And the best thing about this is to be as relaxed as you can in the way that you get through that rhythm. If you start trying to make a point of where it is, it gets harder and harder, and it doesn't really work. So it's much more relaxed in the way you deliver that. Cautious tones, that it's very, very easy in the mouth. Let's try singing it from I Spoke. One and two.
I spoke to you. Here we go.
One more go. I think possibly some of us now might just fire the shirt of cautious a bit too early. So, I spoke to you in cautious tones. It's still a very short shirt. Be very careful how I say that. It's a very short shirt. But it's got to happen in the right place, and then just get straight on to the next word. One last time. One and two.
I spoke to you in cautious tones. You answered me with no pretense. And still I feel I said too much. My silence is my self-defense.
Two other things just to tidy up in that verse. Rhythmically, the pickups are annoyingly different in this piece all the way through. And so you always have to be watching like a hawk for the next one and anticipating what that's going to be. In this case, the verse starts, I spoke to you. The second line goes, you answered me, with a slightly shorter pickup. The next one is longer, and still I feel. And then the last one is long as well. My silence, which annoyingly is different than the piano reduction, I realised. Yeah. So that's a long one as well. My silence. So that's the first thing. Those pickups are different, and you've got to be really on top of it. And it's different all the way through the piece. It's what makes memorising this piece a bit of a challenge. Because as I've already alluded to, everything else is basically the same, every verse, so it's fine. The other thing in here is that same rhythm, cautious tones. Turn over the page. I said to Mark. I said to ma, and you're going to have to think of that word as a ma, because the ch doesn't come until right at the end of the next bar. Feel, I said to much, my. It's such a long way away, and it's so easy to sort of lose your nerve at that point. So, those two things. Can we try it again from I Spoke to You, see if we can get those two things right. Okay. One and two.
I spoke to you.
one.
And still I believe.
Straight through this.
I said to my.
Lovely, well done. We might pick up with a little bit more of that in a moment, but let's just take a quick breather. Before we do, Helen, have you got anything you want to say? Oh. That's
There is a leaving book for Katie. It's over there. If you want to write a message, you're welcome to. It will be there next week as well, so don't feel like you have to, but it's over there. Thank you.
Great, just have a couple of minutes then.
Brilliant. I'm just gonna carry on quickly from where we
got to, please, in And So It Goes. So we're on page 5. Just want to feel what it's like if we transfer that momentum through the rest of this piece. We won't spend ages on this now, but we'll keep it going and keep moving. See where you can get to in terms of that lighter sound and just carry it forwards on the pulse. So it doesn't sit, it doesn't get stodgy and hold everything back. So we're going to go from the bottom of page 5, where the basses are singing, and every time. Okay, but here's a real B major, because I've completely forgotten where it is. Okay? One and two.
And every time.
Silence, but then don't be afraid to break it again. Silence made you lead. You have to move straight through those next three words, okay? But, two, and three.
But divine silence
ah.
made you lead. Then that would be my words to say. So I will share this room.
That verse one more time. Some lovely things going on, and we're not going to get a chance to fix everything tonight, but I think in the theme of just moving things through together and having a real ensemble on this, we need to watch out for the things that are different about this verse. So I would choose to be with you. Really nice and soft. Then start your crescendo so this gets going. That if the choice were mine to make, big breath, but you can make decisions too. So you really do arrive at that moment, and that's the, kind of the heart of the whole song, really, at that moment. And then after that, we'll work on the rhythm that comes next. Let's try that upbeat to page 9, please. So I would choose. One and two.
So I would choose to be with
now, start the crescendo on this line. That.
The choice for mine to
and now, big breath, go. But. Sit back on it. Really good. Really lovely. So it just gets us there. Then this next bit. Even though the tempo might be a little bit slower, the heart to break still has to land in the right place. And you can have this heart to break and get through it a little bit quicker, please. Straight in on, and you. Two and three. And you can have this heart to break. Two and three. Great. Start that again and practice your pout from earlier, please. Going to get a pouting selfie of this choir.
I'm not, I promise, don't worry. I'm nowhere near cool enough for that.
One and two. Now move through this. I have no idea, and I'm not going to try and program into you a version of that, because Lucy will have her own way of doing that. What I do want to just hear are the parts that are going on in that. Basically, you all singing the lower part here. Yeah. So you've got to find, and your. Let's try your part of these faces. Two and three.
And you're the
lovely, very nice. If that feels a little bit odd, one who knows will actually be really helpful. So if a few of you go up onto that one, it will just settle the chord really, really comfortably. Tenors, which of the two parts are you singing? Are you doing the upper or the lower? And you're the only one who knows. That little bit. Can we do that with the basses, please? So, and two, and three.
And
let's try it together. Two and three.
Correct. I'm going to leave the way that times out to Lucy, just so that I don't accidentally change something or set you up in one way and she then wants it slightly different.
Could we have a bit of a look next at I Wish I Knew, please? Which I think is in Spring 1. Page 16. Yes,
sort of.
It wasn't 100% clear when she where it comes back in, where it cuts back into the ending. Have you done it all the way through?
Yes.
Yeah. I might leave that bit alone so that I don't confuse everyone. Otherwise, it could worry everyone a little bit. Lovely. Do you have the whole introduction? Fancy the whole introduction? Or a shortened version? Let's go. Should we pick up from the end of the second line, that last bar? One, two, three, four.
Yeah. and it's starting anew.
Lovely, and let's just stop there for a moment. Not entirely, but also not because I'm going to wuss out of what happens next. But let's go back and do some useful things that I can definitely help with on the first couple of verses. Let's go right back to the beginning, please. I'm really interested what it feels like, how it sounds, if we start just chopping this up a little bit more in the way that the arranger's done this. Kirby Shaw's sort of put some rest in and put some breaks in to try and energise some of your breaths a little bit more. And I think rhythmically it could really help if we start putting those in. It means, if we go back to C major, please, John.
I wish I knew how it would feel to be free.
And they're going to be a little bit shorter on some of the ends. If you can hold your copies up so you can see me, I'm going to do some very obnoxious and possibly aggressive looking cut-offs. And I'm sorry about that. I'm not trying to shut you all up. But I'm going to just do a really clear drop each time to show you where those stops should be. If you can come off with them, you'll start to feel like the breath has a really good rhythm to it as well. And that's going to help us with the next entry each time. That's my theory. Let's try it.
I wish...
Stretch it. Oh, one, two, three.
I wish I knew how it would feel to be free. I wish I could break all the chains holding me. But I wish I could say all the things that I should say. Say them loud, say them clear.
Most of those were really tight. It changes it slightly, it changes the feel. It might not be exactly what Lucy wants, that's fine, she can play around with her version. But I think if you've got this with band, you actually want those breaks so that you hear the interaction between what's going on. There's so much there, and if you sing all the way through it, we miss some of that layering and some of that texture that can be really fun. The place where it mostly felt like it was singing through a little bit more was the bottom of page 17, convenient enough, bar 17 as well.
Well, I wish, that should be quite short. Well, I wish I could say all the things that I should say.
And then you got back to being really, really tight on that. So let's please go from the middle of page 17.
I wish I could break
from that moment.
And a one, two, three. I wish I could break all the chains holding me. Well, I wish I could say all the things that I should say. Say them loud, say them clear, for the whole wide world to hear.
Oh, brilliant. Well done. What I felt was each time we did that, and we cut it short, your next entry each time was so much sharper. It was so much more powerful than together. And I think that's a really, really exciting way to make this piece come together. Let's just look at these I wish I could share moments, because they still feel like they're a little bit of a sort of heavy dragon moment. For all of us, not just the front, but I'm going to start with the front. So we're going to go to 25, slightly up tempo, go.
I wish I could share.
Ready, 3, 4, and 1.
And remove
your turn, 3, 4.
And remove.
That's the
and rim and remove. All the bars, do the two together please. 3, 4.
And remove all the bars.
Tenors, let's have your version as well, please.
I wish I could share. You've heard that rhythm a couple of times now. Have a go at it, please. 2, 3, 4.
I wish.
On the second beat, it goes 3, 4, 1.
I wish.
3, 4, 1.
I wish I could share.
Ah.
Ooh.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And remove all the bars.
Put all of that together, please. Sopranos, altos, and tenors. Real energy now. Punch this out. Ready? Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Still slightly early, I'm afraid, tenors.
You're very excited about this moment. It's lovely. I'm so happy for you. But just put it on the second beat of the bar. 2, 3, 4, 1.
I wish I could share.
3, 4, 1.
All the bars, ooh, ooh,
carry on and what?
I wish you could know, ooh, ooh,
3, 4.
Then you see
that everyone should be free. Well done, really nice imagine. Let's all stand up, please, and do that verse with the basses as well. I wish I could share. Basically, we're going to keep the last notes quite short where those rests are there. Okay, I'll try to show you what I can of those. So you're going to go, first one. I wish I could share. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
I wish I could share.
I go. I desperately want to get out of here on time, but I do just need to do that again. When I do that, when I show them their cutoff, please don't consider that as a don't sing move for you. So they're going to do, I wish, I wish. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
I wish I could share
all the love that's in my heart
and remove all the bars
that
keep us apart.
And I wish
you could know
how it feels to be me. 2, 3.
Then you'll see it. And I wish that everyone should be free.
Cool. Really well done. Thank you very, very much, everybody. Huge, huge thank you. Worked so hard today. A massive thank you to John. Thank you. Very best of luck for the rest of the term. I hope your performances go really well, and hopefully see you again very soon.
Bye-bye. Thank you very much.